perfect timing. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11. King Solomon, arguably the wisest man to ever live, is writing about the order of life. And we don't have to listen to him, right? I mean, what does he know? He's only the wisest man to ever walk the earth. In this passage, he's saying that after exhausting the limits of wisdom and stretching the boundaries of knowledge, he has come to a conclusion. That conclusion is, the things that we experience in life only happen as a result of chance and time. Upon researching the word chance, then the word opportunity comes to the surface. Why is that important? Give me a moment, and I'll show you why. Dear Lord, help us today to understand that perfect timing is also about being in the right place. If I have a job interview at Microsoft and I'm told to be in room B on the fourth floor at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, but I somehow end up in room B on the 14th floor at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, I will miss my opportunity to be hired because even though it's the right time, I am in the wrong place. I've realized that in leaving home at 8 a.m. every morning, I encounter the same set of people, the same guy at the bus stop with the black hat, the same boy with the orange jacket on the way to school, even the same red car every day at the same light. All of this is as a result of the time we all leave home and the time we are required to be at our destination. After much reasoning, I have concluded that if I would leave home at a different time and do that for a month every day, then I would get the same results with a different set of people. I realized then that destiny is about being in the right place at the right time. I have news for you though. If you are destined for greatness, you will realize that as time progresses, you cannot fit into the puzzle of society. If the architect of destiny has blueprinted your life with purpose, you will not fit in. Now, this may not happen to you right away, but at some point, it's going to happen. At some point, you may even start to feel empty, no matter how much weight is in your pockets. I have a couple of questions for you, though. Are you using quick fixes to fill the void in you every day? Are you smoking? Are you drinking? Are you taking some drug or using sex as a drug to fill the void in you? Or better yet, are you always quick to accept invitations to be engaged in some public gathering because you feel alone? One more question. It's not working, is it? Let me explain to you what you are doing. The only difference between being at home and going out is that now you are publicly alone. Let's face it. You're the only one that hears the loud decibels of silence because it echoes the emptiness you feel everywhere you go. And now you're looking at everyone suspiciously because you're wondering if the awkwardness of your heart is expressed in the beats of life. And anytime people ask you if you're okay, you're very quick to reply, "Why? Don't I look okay?" That's because you've become the master at evading questions that expose how you really feel. The questions I'm asking you is right in your ballpark, but somehow you find it more convenient to evade the truth and account this to just mere coincidence. But while we're on the topic of coincidence, let me tell you how I interpret coincidence. I interpret it this way. Incidents working together in a matter of cooperation, hence the prefix co before the word incidents. So get this, they are cooperating or working together. So you see, coincidence is a series of events working together in the perfect timing. I want to talk to you a little bit about time. In the ancient Greek, there is a word called chronos. Chronos is the word from which we get our English word, chronological. Chronos is just the root. It simply means logical time or chronological. Chrono meaning quantity or the amount of time. So our everyday 24-hour clock reflects the chronos time. Then there is another word called kairos. Kairos means the right or opportune moment. Kairos reflects or speaks of a season in which things happen. The word season is mentioned in the earlier part of the book from which we draw our scripture today. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it reads, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." This scripture envelopes both the sequential, which is chronos, and the opportune or seasonal time, which is kairos. So chronos signifies that life has a sequence, and if we are going to be fulfilled, we must look for the kairos in the chronos. Simply put, we must look for the opportunity in the sequence of time. I want to share something with you. Some of you are sleeping right now. It's 3 a.m. So here's my story. I was having some vehicle trouble, and it turns out that it makes more sense to get a new car than to fix the old one. Yeah, been there, done that, right? Why is it important? Here's why it's important. As I was putting this devotion together, a friend stopped by. And you're probably thinking, why is that important? Just hold on, I'll tell you why. Just last night as I finished the devotion, Love on a Different Level, I spoke to God about two cars I was considering. I said, God, I'm stuck between two cars. I need your guidance. Not because God is driving. Of course not. He does not need a car. But because he sees the future and also knows the experiences I would have with both cars. Well, here's what happened. My friend showed up with one of the cars I was considering. The same exact model, the same exact year, the same exact features, and the same exact color. It turns out that he took his car in for a checkup today. Rather yesterday, because it is 3 a.m. the following day. They told him it's on recall. They gave him this car to get around. What's that I hear? Opportunity. For what exactly? For a test drive, of course. What are the chances that these set of events unfolded the day after I prayed for direction? You think it's a coincidence? If by coincidence you mean that my prayer put his car on recall and gave him the same exact model, the same exact year, the same exact color, and the same exact features that I was praying about, never mind the dealership told him that he would only have it for 2 hours and it's been a whole day. If by coincidence you mean that he happened to walk in at the moment when I am doing this devotion about perfect timing, then yeah, you may be right. It is definitely a cooperation of incidents. But the bigger question is, who controls incidents and who makes them cooperate? And keep in mind that my friend lives in another city and he didn't have to stop by. His visit is completely unexpected and he would get his car back in the morning. I don't know about you, but I would call that perfect timing. See, satisfaction doesn't come from a full bank account, because you can have a full bank account and still have an empty soul. Satisfaction comes from fulfillment in your soul. That word fulfilled is broken down like this. The full feeling is as a result of your efforts, and the filled feeling is as a result of God pouring into your life. So full happens when something from the outside enters your inside, like food. But filled happens when you are connected to a purpose that can never run dry. There we have it, full and filled. It is settled then. As long as time is satisfied by you, then you will be satisfied in time. Do you hear that? It seems to me like the chronos is in place. All we need now is the cooperation of some incidents to create a perfect opportunity, and then we will have perfect timing.